Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Hello, Tim McGraw. What a pleasure to speak with you today.
It's good to talk to you today.
And lots of love from Boston.
Thank you. I love Boston. One of my favorite songwriters and singers in the world comes from Boston, Lori McKenna.
Yes, from Little Stoughton, Massachusetts.
Yes, I love Lori. I mean, gosh, she's been a part of our lives for years and years and years.
Humble and kind worked out pretty well for you.
I think so. It worked out really well for me. Thank God it's me first.
Maybe she's listening. Shout out to Lori McKenna. And to you for yet another hit, Thought About You. Congratulations.
Thank you. One of my favorite songs I've ever recorded. I just love the way that song sounds and what it says.
And so is that from an upcoming album? I mean, can we expect a whole Tim McGraw album soon?
Soon, yeah. We just finished the album. We're just pouring through it now and figuring out the best way to deliver it to everybody. I mean, we've got a lot of great songs that I'm really proud of. I think it's the best work I've ever done.
So do we have a timetable, Tim?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still trying to figure all that out.
I'm sure you'll let us know.
It will be before the middle of the year next year.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We've got that. And look at you, big-time author.
Gosh, I'm fortunate. I'm lucky that I was given a chance to do this. And you know, I get asked why you write this book, Grit and Grace. And for me, you know, on my journey of sort of mental health and physical health, it's hard to explain in a five-minute interview. So I wanted to do it in a long form and sit down and write sort of the whys and the hows and the whats that I do that helped me get along and helped me keep my head on straight. Look, I fail all the time. I fail as a dad. I fail as a father. I fail as a boss. I fail as a friend.
Hey, we all do.
Everybody does. Everybody has failure in their life. But what I found is the path that I've taken to try to keep myself as physically fit as I can leads to a clearer mind, and it also leads to being able to get back up when you fall down, of course.
And I'm sure people ask you all the time, what are you doing to look so darn good? So if you could give people three tips, because we have such little amount of time together here, what would you tell them, the top three tips?
The first thing I would tell them certainly is what you put in your body makes a big difference. I mean, and find things that work for you. The same foods don't work for everybody. So do some research and do some experimentation to find out the things that work for you. Secondly, is the way I started. You know, look, I've always been an athlete, and I've always tried to stay fit, but I let myself go for a while. And the way I really got back into it was just get up and walk every day. You know, the bilateral movement of walking is so good for your body, but your mind as well. And it allows you to clear your mind and go through some thought processes and clear out some things in your closet that you need to clear out. And this body weight stuff is really good. Just start out with some light body weight exercises, and it gets the endorphins flowing, and it leads to make you want to do more and stay consistent with it. That's a big deal.
So true. If you do something every day, you're going to see results.
Absolutely. And it leads to more stuff.
So it's Grit and Grace, train the mind, train the body, own your life. It's Tim McGraw. And any movies in the works?
Not right now. There's a few things that have been on the table, but finding time, man, that's the biggest deal to do it. And I've got two graduations coming up next.
Oh, congratulations.
My little daughter graduates from college. My youngest daughter graduates from high school. So there's so much going on.
I'm sure. Well, thank you so much for your time, Tim. All the best to your family. And hopefully we'll see you back in concert this way someday soon.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.